when he struck the rock, water gushed out and the streams flowed abundantly. But can he give us food? Can he supply meat for his people? Today's scripture is Psalm 78:20.
Father, what must it do to your heart when your children question your ability to provide for all their needs? You are the God who set planets in motion, hung the stars in their place, and called the sun into being. You are the only true God. Your eye is on the sparrow, and I know that you watch me. Teach me, Lord, to trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Today, think about how God has provided for you this week. What little miracle has He done just because He loves you?
Today's action. Go and visit someone who needs to know that God truly loves them and that they can trust in His provision. Today's treasure is found in the book of Numbers 15:40. And that you may remember and do all of my commandments and be holy for your God.
Jesus told us, why do we worry? We can't add an inch to our height. We can't add an extra hair to our head. And you can ask my wife. I've got gray hair. No matter how much I worry, it isn't going to turn dark again. The standing joke is I didn't have a gray hair in my head till we had 5 children. But God loves you. Can you truly trust Him to provide? This ministry has never run out of money for any project the Lord has ever given it. And yet it has never begged for money. Why? God's royal way, my friends. Trust and obey, for there is no other way.